Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need what gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, what's happening? Welcome back to a new show, new episode, Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. What's happening, Mo Beezy?
What's up, Black? What's up, Planet Earth? Let's do it. You know, another Sunday fun day. Real talk, man. We doing this, man. This is we've been doing this for a minute too. You know, I know Clubhouse is starting to kind of take off a little bit. But this is Clubhouse right here you're listening to, man, live in effect, man, real talk. So let's get it in. Let's do it.
Oh, man, for sure. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. They have not changed. They are stable. United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Sweden. Top five countries. Shout out to everybody else that tune in all over the world, man. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in, and let's get that top five shifted a little bit. You know, let's get some, let's shake it up a little bit. That's what's up. We appreciate everybody that tunes in. I want to just take a brief moment. I don't talk about where I'm from much. You know, most of the people that grew up, you know, I'm older, so most of the people that grew up when I was there, you know, are no longer there, you know, that are doing something. They're not where I'm from. I'm from a small town in Florida called Edenville. And it was established in 1887, and that's the first African-American town established by free slaves in Florida. So, you know, they went and they established this town, and it holds so much history, Zora Hurst and so on and so forth. And as I said, you know, the people that's there that's, you know, doing it now, you know, as a younger generation that I absolutely don't know, I more than likely hung out with their parents or their aunties and uncles, you know. But it's so many of us from my age group and from my time, because I always, you know, roll with older people that are just falling off and, you know, losing their life, and, you know, it's absolutely crazy. So I just want to take a moment of silence for my hood and everybody that we have lost, definitely as recent and, you know, just over the last few years, man. Like, these are people that I honestly know that I've eaten with, that I've you know, partied with, that they've stayed at my house, that, you know, our families, and, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, I just wanted to touch on tonight. You know, I really don't acknowledge a lot, but, you know, some things kind of hit home, and, you know, I just want to give them a moment of silence. For sure. So, man, I had an awesome week besides the norm. So, you know, updates for me. I decided to take the normal route, to take the natural route on allowing the pregnancy to terminate itself. So I'm at home and I'm on bed rest until the process fully goes through. And the reason that I did that, I'm not sure if I shared it, is because they did say that the hospitals were reducing the amount of surgeries that they were allowing to happen by 50%. Just because in Atlanta the COVID numbers have started to spike back up and there's a new variant, right? And I definitely don't want to be laying in the bed with a fever and sick and all of that good stuff. So it was just a decision that, you know, me and my partner, you know, kind of made to say, let's just ride it out. And that's probably, like, not the best decision that I could have made, because when you wait on your body to do something, your body going to do it when it want to do it, and you ain't going to know when it's going to do it. So outside of me waiting on that this week, got a lot of stuff done. So one of the things, like, I don't just start, you know, trying to do a diet. I don't do diets. I don't believe in that. I did a lifestyle change so long ago. And so when I do, like, get off track, it's never long before I'm like, ugh, like, I really hate eating this type of food. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm so used to eating a certain way. And when I became pregnant, I had certain cravings, and they didn't last because I'm like, ugh. So starting next week, I am going to try this thing that I want to do. And I tried this before, right? And I was doing it by myself. So I got somebody, like, doing it with me. But basically, it's two smoothies a day, and they're meal replacements. So when you add protein to the smoothies and, you know, flax seeds and stuff like that, not only, you know, you're eating fruits and vegetables and you're having protein, they become meal replacements. And so the protein that, you know, we're using is a protein that actually helps you lose weight and not gain or put on muscle, right? And they're vegan protein, so, you know, that was the good part about that. And everything is, you know, like, you know, pure and organic that we're using. So my breakfast, I'll have a smoothie. For lunch, I'll have a regular lunch and whatever I eat in between. And then for my last meal of the day, I'll have a smoothie. And so I'm about to do this here, definitely until this whole thing passes through. But, you know, I am doing this to clean my body, right? I'm flushing my body out. So as long as I can go, ideally, you know, you want to, you have some people that actually live like this, and this is how they do. Being realistic, you know, however long I go with it, that's kind of what I'm doing. So that's going to be me pushing for more energy and cleansing at the same time. You guys know, like, I talk to you guys a lot about me in the spa. I live in the spa. I live by the spa. It's certain things that I'm not able to do right now, and I can't wait to get back in. But I do go get my facial next weekend, and I'm going to try Dermaplane. And that's kind of where they take the hair and the dead skin off. They scrape it all off your face. So I'm going to get into my Dermaplane and, you know, just really, like, getting back into it and, you know, keeping, you know, a part of why my skin is so good is because of what I put in my body. And this has not been, like, a right-now thing. This has always been a health-conscious, you know, situation. Not always, but at least for the last 10 years. It's been something so I can pick up weight and then I can drop it like, you know, it's nothing when it's time to. So it's one of those moments. So I'm excited about that. I'm ready to get that started, ready to have more energy. And really just waiting to see what the rest of this month. My birthday is in 2 weeks. Okay, I'll be 30 something. But I'm getting older. I'm getting older. I'm up there.
Getting wiser.
So my birthday is definitely in 2 weeks. It's on a Tuesday this time, so that's weird. I don't know how much I'll be able to do, being that I am on bed rest. But I'm going to do it to the max. Even if I just have to be in the house, I'm going to do it to the max. My favorite restaurant here, Fogo de Chao, they have, like, people eat $35, but of course you got tax and gratuity because it's an upscale restaurant. But I think that I really want to try to get the Fogo de Chao this month, but that's about it. Like, everything else is just turning up in the house. Yeah. So that's my week, man. How was your week?
So your week was cool, you know. It sounds like, you know, you're getting – well, the good thing, too – what I've been noticing, a lot of people at the top of the year, you know, they'll do like a fast or a cleanse or a diet.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, you know, it's like perfect timing, you know what I'm saying? So you do that right
at the end of the year. My years are broken down in quarters. And at the end of every year, I make it my business to pay off whatever debt that I had the year before, okay, or as much as I can. And the goal is to not have anything over 20% left because that will be paid off within the first 3 months of the next year, right? So it's a continuous cycle. So once you, for me, I don't know about anybody else, but once you start paying off the bills you created and making sure that you're debt-free and making sure that, because I got rid of all my cards and everything, and my financial advisor was like, you can't do that. And I'm like, why? He's like, unless you got a whole bunch of money in the bank, yeah, no, you know.
Yeah, you want to keep your oldest line of credit open, you know, because that helps your credit. You want to keep your oldest
right.
line of credit going because that just shows you have good standings from way back then. You know, just
I had closed everything, cut everything up. So I got some more, and I, you know, I just, you know, use them and pay them off, right, and don't use them again until they're already paid off. So that's, like, the little thing that I got myself into it as far as doing that. But they're only to stores that I know that I need to go to but that I don't go to often, right, that I use, like, you know, God, what one is – what is one? Oh, well, Capital One. I love Capital One. Capital One is absolutely
amazing
on the interest
rate. Shout out to Capital One.
And they're good when you know if you want to buy a car and you got you know a built history with them. They give you awesome interest rates for stuff like that. So Capital One, you know, it's one that I probably will always and ever have in my wallet. Like I love them. So you know, just things that like I know
model.
That is beneficial. Yeah. So at the end of the year, I pay my debt off. So that's one cleanse because you're starting with a fresh year. And then at the beginning of the year, it's a body cleanse. Some people start at so first of all, this is not the beginning of the year, but this is January 1st. And it's the beginning of a calendar year. But New Year's is not until May 20th. Okay, so let's start there. March 20th, sorry. Is that Aries season starts? What's Aries? Yeah, March 20th. So by that time, let me see, because I want to be accurate. I think it's, yeah, March 20, I was right. So Aries actually is the first zodiac sign, right? And that's when, you know, everything starts over, and that's March 20th. So I had to go and look and make sure that I was saying that absolutely right for you guys. That is actually the new year. That's the astrology new year. That's when, you know, the planets and everything realign. This is calendar new year. So my goal forever is always to have my body cleanse and be in a different mind state come March 19th. So that's what I always look forward to. January 1st is not, it's a day. You know, you cook your black eyed peas and all of that stuff, but, you know, you're not out here like, whoo, it's New Year. You know, now we get retarded.
What's the significance of the black eyed peas?
Well, it's supposed to be black eyed peas, collard greens.
I love collard greens.
Collard greens is for the money. Black eyed peas is for good fortune.
Mm, yeah. My grandmother, shout out to Nana, rest in peace, man. My heart, one of my grandmothers, she used to love to cook black eyed peas. So that's a perfect segue back to my week. So with that being the case, it's funny that you was, you know, summing that up, because this week I'm calling it my mind on my money, money on my mind. So, you know, I finished setting up my chart on Thinkorswim. So I've been just getting in tune with that. Like I said, this is all new to me, but it's like, it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, I don't play like video games and stuff like that no more, but when you used to get like a new video game and you just open up the package, I'm talking about like the new sophisticated one, like, you know, PlayStation 2 games and up. But, you know, it's real sophisticated. That's why I couldn't play them anymore, because they got too sophisticated. And it's just like, I got to put too much focus on this. You know what I'm saying? I could be doing some other shit. You know what I'm saying? But I kind of feel like that's what I'm doing right now. It's like I'm figuring out, you know, I had to download it on my computer, and then I'm figuring out the charts, and I'm setting up a chart a certain way so I can kind of, you know, I can kind of analyze different, like I said, different potential investments. So that's been cool. Interior decorating this week was awesome. Getting to the money, you know what I'm saying? Should have a nice bag on the way, so that's always great. And then it's funny how I'm trying to tell you that the what is that? What is it called? What's the word I'm looking for? Law of attraction is so real, because, like I said, I've been in this mind state going into the new year. Like, I really want to not change some habits, but I just really want to, like, kick some habits into high gear. You know what I'm saying? Habits that I was just kind of, you know, I was meaning to get to. Like, I really want to just get to it this year. You know what I'm saying? And really take it to another level. So with that being the case, like I said, you know, my mind is definitely on my money this year. And, you know, one of my associates, she was able to get me this book, and it's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I highly recommend it. I just like cracked
Listen,
it open.
Listen, I'm sick of you, okay? I'm still
what's up?
Still what's working on what the hell I got.
Yeah, so well, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Oh man, it's you know, highly recommend it, but definitely just good. It's in my mind that it just goes to where I'm at right now, my line of thinking. So the further I read into it, you know, the more I'll bring to the table each week and just, you know, kind of sum it up. And then the other part, you know, be on the lookout for the world famous chop up, you know, coming on about 10 p.m. You know, Eastern time, the last like half hour of the show. But basically, I'm gonna get into this a little bit more in depth. I got to switch my thinking up. You know, I always kind of pride myself on being able to just adjust and adapt and evolve, you know. And right now, Trump was my guy, but he's on the way out. So now I got to kind of shift the gears to this whole Biden, you know, Kamala Harris situation and just see how that's going to go. Because, I, you know, if you listen to this show this past year, I did not think it was going to go this way. You know, I was definitely pro-Trump. And I still am. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, things happen for a reason. So with that being the case, too, I got like a little rotation of books. I had to dust off the Barack Obama, the Audacity of Hope, because I just got to that's the leadership that we have now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Obama's going to be kind of in the background pulling some strings. You know, Kamala Harris, she's a black woman. So it's going to be interesting to see how she goes and the things, the platform she stands on. So I got to kind of just readjust. You know what I'm saying? And I can get with that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, in the spirit of my guy Trump, because I really wanted to see this flourishing happen, so I just got to take it upon myself and do it myself and then just let it go. Let it go how it's going to go. And I'm like I said, I'm creating my own platinum plan. You know what I'm saying? So if the platinum plan, I guess it wasn't supposed to be for everybody. You know, it was trying to package, like, okay, get with the program, learn these secrets. But so many people, they just want to, you know, go with the flow. So, hey, I'm going to learn these secrets.
I want to say this, you know? Right, because I hear so many ignorant black folks that be like, well, if you like this person, then I don't want to talk to you. If you don't like somebody because of who they associate themselves with, then you need to check yourself, first of all. If you don't like me because I like somebody that you may deem or that the media has deemed one way, then that's on you. You dummies, right? And so I stopped you because this is something that we may get into the real chop up or not. I'm waiting on Smooth to call in. This is actually Smooth topic. And we'll get into how we got that. But here's the thing. People, this is why they need a government, because they're not paying attention to what is absolutely happening with Donald Trump. The left wing is really trying to cover something up. There's been so many videos that are posted, but they are trying to put in, like, the harm and the damage and things like that they were doing. This was a whole setup that they were doing, right? And so now they are trying to mask Trump on every single network that there is so that he does not get to the people and get the message out, right? Name a president they have done like
this. They want to silence him now.
They're silencing him for a reason. So basically they sent the mob in there and they didn't care, but they couldn't do it. They sent the mob to get Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and they got it. Trump has the information that he needs. If you pay attention to where he keeps saying he's cheating, these dumb Americans will sit and say, they won fair and square. No, there's evidence that they cheated, but he never had it until now. So now they're pushing to silence him, saying he has the new codes and this, that, and the other. He doesn't need the internet to give anybody any codes. People are dumb. They don't think he can communicate with who he wants to communicate without even having the web. What is the big importance of them silencing him to talk to the American people? People don't think like that. They're thinking that he's dangerous and he's this. He don't need the web to do danger to America. He can do that without the web. They're silencing Trump from talking to the people because he has the evidence that he needed. The Democrats have been trying to push him out because the reason that all of these people are in rural court is because of Trump. If Trump continues to be president, he is going to take a lot of people down. He is going to drain the swamp. That's where they never let that slogan get big, because he has the ability to expose a lot of people. That's why they're trying to paint him to be such a racist and so bad and so on and so, so forth. Do you think for one moment with Trump's ego that he would allow somebody to do something like that? And they trying to play the race card. The Proud Boys are not just white boys. But Americans are too dumb to even pay attention to what the Proud Boys are. Do you really think Trump is a Gemini? He's not going to allow white, black, purple, anybody to purposely cause harm or storm a building. They went in for a reason. There's a video with the boys carrying the damn laptop out. Carrying the laptop, picking it up. We got what we needed. They were sitting back watching them. They know what is going on. That's why the Democrats was pushing so hard to count these votes to put Biden in office. So it's saying that between now and Monday, some information is trying to come out. They are trying to do everything under the sun to silence Trump from really saying what actually went on. They are trying to bury him for a reason. It's not because this happened. It's because he has information that they don't want Americans to get. But Americans are so stupid that they think that these Democrats is about to get in office and change your life and make your life so much better. And it's like, no. If you pay attention, Trump said give them $2,000. Trump did not stop them from giving them $2,000. No, it wasn't. It was the other folks, even though the Democrats saying, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. The Democrats knew they couldn't get that vote. But to the American people, they're going to put forth as much minimum effort as they can to make it seem like they're doing something when in actuality they already know. That's how dumb Americans are. That's how much in the blind they keep Americans. And here's the reason why COVID, the vaccines, is a part of what they're trying to do, mind control. The M2 gene to control you, to control these Americans, all these people that believe in Christianity. How can you say that the same people that enslaved you and had you in shackles, you know, being their slave, and they introduce you to Christianity, but you want to get rid of slavery, but you gonna keep their God? Like Americans, I just don't get it. So I said
wow,
that because.
You
these
want to get
people
rid of slavery,
in America is like
God.
Some of the dumbest people that I have ever seen in my life. And it's no point in trying to talk to these people because then you're wrong and then they try to silence you. Anything that doesn't go with the flow or the crowd, you are what they want to silence. You are what they don't want to hear. Trump has information that he's trying to get out. It was a whole big thing about Obama and everybody being in rural court. They silenced that so fast. They filtered those videos. They made sure that shit didn't really get any buzz or any traction. They allow things to get attraction that they want to get traction to. That's all I'm saying. But, you know.
Yeah, we'll get back on this
I'm saying that to say that it's something that's supposed to hit the fan before then. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just sitting back, and I really hope that he can get what he is setting out to get accomplished. They're working real hard to silence him. They never done this to any other president. They're working extremely hard to silence him. He's going to take down a lot of people. And they working so well. Smooth, if you hold the line, give me a couple seconds. I'm going to go back in there in a second to the computer. Yeah, that shit is real deep, homie. Like, it's real deep. And people don't see. Kerry Hilson is the only one that spoke out. And then, he could do this and he could do that. If that man want to get a hold of any goddamn body, he don't need the internet to do it. That's the worst way to get a hold of any damn body. Like, people are stupid. Stupid, but I digress, man. I don't like the way that they're doing Trump because guess what? He's still a human. And you can tell that they're hiding something. You can tell that they're trying to make sure that he don't speak something. And, of course, they finna try to get him out of office because they want to go ahead and try to put him in jail. And, you know, get him away. And they're going to keep silencing him. So it's not a good thing. Like Kerry said, like, they taking your freedom of fucking speech. So anytime anybody say something, they going to silence you. You allowing them to silence you. You allowing them to take your freedom of speech. You looking at Trump saying, nah. But what when they do it to you? When they did it to Louis Farrakhan, you didn't like it?
That's a fact. Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, man, so. Yeah, we're going to definitely get into that.
I could get real deep, but. I'll be deep by myself because I'll be out here deep in the ocean and the people on the shore still thinking that they going to get saved by a Democrat that ain't never, ever did anything for them. Look at all the fucking shit. Look at all of the laws that would have get our people. You know what I'm saying? The Republicans get in office. Yeah, they go for the people that's trying to get money. But at the end of the motherfucking day, look at Mitt Romney. Look at these people that's turning on Trump. What the fuck is the man name that declined the damn stimulus checks? That wasn't Trump. That was them. They in this shit together.
True that.
And that's
so what's
what y'all
up with this topic,
got to realize though? As people. That is not no. It's just like McDonald's and Burger King. They owned by the same people. It just looked like a competition to us. And that's what make people mind. People want to know competition. Who look better, this one or that one? You know, everybody always want to compare this to that, and that's why the Republican Party and the Democrat Party is so strong, because they play them against each other to the public and make them pick sides, and everybody feel like their side is greater. You know what I'm saying? Fuck both of them, because they all on the same damn side. They all going to push their agenda how they want to. I digress.
I got you turned all the way up. That's what I'm saying. You took
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, man. I just want
early.
I want him to get out what he says. Look at how
only time
they
tell.
Went so
we'll
to Nancy Pelosi's office.
Yeah,
that's
well,
the office
like
they
said,
went to.
Let's save it for the chop up. You know, like I said, we're gonna get back into it. Like, you know. Don't worry
yeah,
about that. We don't touch on that. But let's keep it sexy real quick. So.
Okay, let's get back to this right here. Let me see if Smooth is on this line, because this fool called me one morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, my time. So I know it had to be 7 o'clock. He ain't even on the phone. That's high. Oh, there you go. Called me 8 o'clock in the morning. Now I'm dead ass asleep. It had to be 7 o'clock his time. So, of course, me being asleep, I sent him the voicemail. This fool called the house phone and let the phone ring like a motherfucker. That's my business line, so I don't have a voicemail on it. So the phone just ringing, and this shit loud as hell. I say, this Negro. But I did get his topic, and he is on the line. Hey, Smooth.
Yeah, it took a real nigga to come through for y'all niggas. Stop talking about all that bullshit. Y'all pulled the dance on talking about fucking. I'm like, man, it's during a minute thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about the topic. Man, don't worry about me. Start talking about the topic. Now, y'all niggas on politics and shit. Joe
Let's
Biden
talk about
this
topic. What's on your mind?
Nah, I'm going to let y'all talk first before I give my interpretation. But go
yeah,
ahead
that,
and tell
yeah,
everybody the name
black.
Of the topic. Black.
Yeah, black, serve it up for the people, you know?
I mean, wait for a real.
What have you done to earn her pussy lately?
I can't wait to.
I listened to the song.
I said the pussy.
Is it a song called this?
No, it's basically. That's not the name of the song, but that's pretty much the subject matter of the song. You see what I'm saying? The pussy want to do everything you want it to do. The pussy won't spit on it, sit on it, ride on it, suck it, and take all the nuts. But what have you done to actually qualify to be deserving of all that activity lately?
Deep. All right,
I'm gonna have to lately.
So who's the artist?
Oh, man, that's black people. You know, Black Love or some Ari. Ari and Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh, okay, that's what this is. Okay, I gotta get up. I'm not.
Oh, Ari on that song?
Yeah, that's why I sent it to you.
Oh yeah, you know.
That's why I sent it to you.
That's Black homegirl right there.
I gotta listen to that again.
Black
Rhythm,
hard to think of.
I'm so disappointed in you. That's why I sent it to you. I sent it. The motherfucker had a name in that bitch and everything.
Oh, see, come on. Black
was she
singing
on the song?
Yeah, both of them. Didn't tell about the different vocals?
No, because I had it on, but I had it on the loud thing, and I was still working.
Oh, so you wasn't really paying attention. I understand.
Now I got to go
I'm
pay attention.
I understand.
So with that being the case... I mean, what do you think about that, Black?
No, I want Smooth to start so I can know where I'm going with it.
No. I literally said I'm going to let y'all speak first, and then I'm going to come through like I always do and save y'all like Superman.
Okay.
Well, for me,
what have you done to earn her
pussy? What have you done to earn her pussy?
Right.
For me... It's a big thing. It's a big deal because it's like when I'm coaching and I'm telling people, don't let a man get comfortable. Like, let him start out doing some stuff and then stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, he turning up and then all of a sudden he ain't doing all of the things that he used to do. Because he comfortable and you're not requiring him to do those things anymore. I feel like a man should always put in work to make it do what it do. And that's just that, on that. And that's put in the work to take you on dates, put in the work to, you know what I'm saying, make you feel good, you know, making sure that you straight. Like, a man should always earn what it is that you giving him. I don't feel like you should just be sleeping with somebody that's not doing nothing for you. That's just not a part of my repertoire. And it'll never last. Like, even if, you know, you high off of this person, you sit back and be like, I can't even call this mug for this, or I can't call him for that. What's the point? What are you there for? So, look, my folks earn every piece of it. I have no idea how it feels to deal with somebody that's not making sure you straight, making sure you happy, making sure you got a smile on your face. And it's not all about financial. That's quality time. That's showing you that they want to deal with you.
All right. Well, you know what? Like, I can't even. I can respect that answer. You know, that's a classy answer. You know, so when I saw this topic earlier today, and I was like, okay, what have you done to earn her pussy lately? You know, my pimp mind just automatically kicked in. I ain't gonna lie. So with that being the case, my mind goes into, well, and my pimp mind translated it basically, and it says, well, what have you done to earn this dick? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, I just reversed the game, you know, because I'm at the age now, I don't need it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm at the point, like, if I'm messing with you, that's gonna be a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what I bring to the table, so. You know, it automatically just kind of gets into that mode, like, okay, what you going to bring to my table? You know what I'm saying? Like, why am I, you know, because, like, the whole, like, kind of pimp mentality, not to just go off on a tangent with it, but they all about the money. You know what I'm saying? How can I manage this and we just, you know, we come up or I come up? You know what I'm saying? But the sex is the last thing on a pimp's mind. You know what I'm saying? But I can't just say that because I do get into, like, a savage mode. That's why I'm not all the way a pimp type. You know what I'm saying? I got tendencies, but I still got a savage to me, you know, so because every so often, like, you know, I'm a Leo, so I'm a natural lion. You know what I'm saying? So every so often I just want to get it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, it's like the art of the chase. But that's where I'm at. But I'm still regal with it, you know? So at the same time, I'm not going to just be chasing after it and trying to do this and do all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm regal with it. So I already know what I bring to the table. You know, I got age and experience. So now, you know, I just kind of reverse the game and let it go that way. So that's my answer to the question.
Oh, man. Well, y'all niggas. All right, man, look.
Well, you know what? I'm so all ears waiting to hear Smooth's this question.
Sure,
oh, you done got the song, you deserve the topic, you know, you just like,
oh,
you saying you're the
Superman just
coming through to save the show tonight. Come on, let's come on with it then. Like, you know? What you got?
Oh, man, I just had to spit a little bit, laugh a little bit of shit. I mean, honestly, when I listen to the song, because I would have to say for, like, the last 20-some-odd years, right, I always wind up in a situation or a conversation where a motherfucker get too complacent. You see what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, getting that pussy, with getting pussy come responsibility. You see what I'm saying? Just like Just like when getting this dick comes responsibility, but when getting that pussy comes responsibility. You see what I'm saying? This pussy is very dangerous. Pussy can bring you up. Pussy can bring you down. Pussy can get you rich and pussy can get you broke. You see what I'm saying? But when it comes down to a relationship, or when it comes down to fucking a bitch, you ever realize that as soon as you get what you really want out of bitch or whatnot, it's over, for me anyway. It's over, you know what I'm saying? But as soon as I get what I want and as soon as I lay that shit down, I'm like, whatever, bitch. But by me doing that, I'm playing mind games on the bitch. You see what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden I get to the point where I just automatically assume that I'm deserving of everything that you have, which means I'm going to get that freak out you 100%, 365 days out the year, and that ain't the truth. You talk about motherfucking Mo said, man, what have you done for the dick lately? All right, okay, cool, but I didn't answer the question about what have you done for the pussy lately either. You see what I'm saying? What have you done to be deserving of that affection? You know what I'm talking about?
What? I think
so.
That's why
I understand you want to be a pimp. I understand you want to be a pimp and shit like that. And I understand. You, don't get me wrong. You know, like, hey, look at that bitch. Quick, you're talking about, what have you done for the dick lately? I understand that. But then at the same time, it's still a two-way street because in order for you to ask that question, you have to be confident enough to let that bitch know what the fuck you done did. You see what I'm saying as far as laying your pimp stick down? So,
exactly.
At the end of the day, right, niggas, I'm just a habitual cheater. Y'all already know, right, niggas? Lord have mercy. It is what it is. But I'm listening to the fucking song, and I realize that that's me. Depending on the bitch, it depends on if I actually decide to say, all right, bitch, I'm going to go 100% 365 days out the year, and I really don't do that. You know what I'm saying? There's just too many fucking options out there for a real motherfucker. And that's wrong, because I expect 100%. So how the fuck am I supposed to expect 100% if I ain't getting 100%? 365 days out the year.
Holy shit. So it seemed like that song, you know, it puts you on the couch, you know? That song was like a therapy session for you, it sounds like.
No, it's not a therapy session.
The way you just analyzed, it seemed like you were sitting on the couch, like, hold on, you know? Like, it seemed like you was, you know,
But notice the beginning of the conversation is I've been going through this shit for the last 20-plus years. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like when you said earlier today when you were talking about Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Every black person is supposed to read Robert Kiyosaki as well as Dr. Claude Anderson. You see what I'm saying?
There you go.
If you are trying to get into the financial realm, go ahead and read those books.
Facts.
But
yeah, no, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is dope.
Every,
go ahead, though.
Yeah. But, you know, Dr. Claude Anderson, shout out. Power Nama.
Okay.
But the thing about going to school is, going to school, it's consistent. You see what I'm saying? Just because you read a book don't mean that you retain the information. That's the same thing with relationship. That's the same thing with the pussy. That's the same thing with becoming deserving of all those activities. You have to be consistent, which means you have to keep reading the same book over and over and over, which means you got to keep doing the same shit until you retain the information. And once you retain the information, you see what I'm saying, you still got to go back to refresh yourself. That's the same thing with that bitch. That's the same thing with that pussy. Which means
well,
you got to be
what you're saying.
You got to be consistent with things you do to keep that pussy with, to keep that pussy freaky. You see what I'm saying?
I think what you were saying is you got to have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You know, they all go hand in hand. You can't just get the knowledge and not have the wisdom, and then you can't have the wisdom without the understanding.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you need to go to school every day.
That's what I'm saying. That's school of life.
No, that's the school of that pussy.
Okay. Okay. That's part of life, but okay. I get you.
Well, it creates life. You see what I'm saying? It creates life, which means, yeah. So you got to go to school with that bitch. You got to go to school every day. You got to learn that bitch every day. And if you ain't doing that, then you really ain't deserving of the pussy, just like the bitch ain't deserving of the dick. So what have you really done lately to be deserving of those activities, of that pussy? Because pussy, with pussy come responsibility.
Okay.
And if you fuck around, if you fuck around and act irresponsible with some pussy, it will destroy you.
All right.
Nature,
you know what?
You know what I'm saying? Nation's been crashed behind some pussy.
Yo, you know what? Like, I'm lighting a candle right now. You know, I got a candle lit. You know, I'm at my desk and my office and my apartment. And I just wanted to, like, all of a sudden, the way you was hitting on it, it was like, you know, you was, like, on stage, and this was like Love Jones or something. You know, you was, like, poetic with it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, oh, so. Shit, man, I haven't done spoken word in years, man. So
okay, yeah, I can see that you had some experience with that. You know, they call you brother. What is it, brother from the night or something like that? You know, Lorenz Tate. Okay.
yeah, everybody start clapping their fingers and shit. Dig it, man, dig it. Nah.
Ooh,
but no, man, I'm listening to the song and shit, and I'm like, man, I keep having this conversation over and over. You know, every once in a while, just be like, oh, man, you just don't do what you used to do. I know, bitch, it's too many of y'all. And you just ain't a priority no more.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
but
I mean,
that's
you got a roster. You got the star players, and you got the.
Right, but that's still wrong.
The females that ride the bench.
Yeah, but that's still wrong, though. Yeah, but that's still wrong. That's wrong with me.
You're the head coach.
That's wrong with me.
Oh, you're saying you ain't coaching her up to her fullest potential. That's what you're saying then.
I'm saying that this is how this works. Everybody, like me, for instance, right, I have multiple businesses. I have multiple businesses, multiple streams of income. You see what I'm saying? If by some chance one of my businesses starts to fail, that's my fault because I'm not giving that business 100% of my time.
Well, you can't give it 100% if you got multiple businesses. You got to chop it up.
Yeah, but
that's why I said priority.
Right, but the word can't don't exist. You see what I'm saying? So you have to make it work at all times. Because as a man, failure is not an option. So every time I fail a bitch, every time I make a bitch feel insecure or whatnot, that's a failure upon myself. That's a failure as a fucking man. And I don't fail.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get you. I hear your points. You're making some good points, but right now I think I think that song just hits you a certain way, had you rethinking some things, and I think two years from now you're gonna be right back on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Right back.
I'm still me. This is just one thing straight. I'm still gonna talk my shit, but then at the same time, you still gotta realize that in order for you to get the best out of bitch, you gotta bring the best out of bitch.
That's a fact. That's a fact, but you got to make sure she worth it, though. Some of these bitches ain't worth it. They ain't worth the time. You know what I mean?
All right, so what have you done, lady, to be deserving of the pussy? Because you never answered the question.
What have I done, lady?
Yeah, because that's why I laugh. Like, this nigga just went straight
just
on.
Me.
What have you done for the dick?
Hey, I'm a quote Nas, you know? See, I got no game. It's just some bitches just understand my story. You know, that's it. I'm going to be me. You know what I mean? If you get me, you get me. If you don't, you don't. That's it. That's it. All
right. Well, thanks.
I'm at the point now, you know. That's what it is, so.
Thanks for the clear understanding of the answer.
So, that's, you know. That's
it. This motherfucker
knew
what the fuck you're about. I got to be me.
I told you, man. My mind. Once you, you know, it's certain things. You know, once you get after. Look, everybody's different. I'm just saying for me. Once you get into certain game, it's hard to go back. You know what I'm saying? Once you know certain things, or once you get a certain understanding of things, it's like, nah, man. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I switched up. I switched the game. Once I read Iceberg Slim. And it just showed me how these chicks be getting over. And
which one? Iceberg Slim or a few books?
I'm going to tell you. Because I got my library. Iceberg Slim, Pimp, A Story of My Life, the gold book.
Oh, so you
gold
just talking about
purple letter
stuff.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So when I'm just trying
that
to
nigga
say
read, what's up?
That shit opened my eyes to how so many women
be running game. And I just was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, the women is always the dude chasing after the female, buying the female, all type of stuff, taking her out on dates and doing this, trying to impress her. And then, you know, she's stringing them along. She might give him the pussy. She might not. She got to do, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, we got the power to do the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So once I peeped that, I was just like, yeah, hold up. Why do I got to do the chasing? You know what I'm saying? I know what I, like, you should be chasing me. You know what I'm saying? They should be choosing me, not me choosing them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you choose me.
All right.
You know what
so,
I mean?
All right, Pimpin. So let me ask you a question, Pimpin.
What's up?
After you're chosen, Pimpin, how do you keep them bitches?
Well, see, look, that's the game. Now, that's
now
the
don't,
game.
Don't hit that cop and blow shit on me.
You might come through with some smooth-ass shit. I might have to let her go. You know what I'm saying? She might fuck,
this nigga hit the cop and blow on me. I knew this nigga was hit with the cop and blow.
That's what it is. It's cop and blow. You got to understand that. It's cop and blow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't going to be able to keep them all. Some of them going to be here for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, you going to have to kick out. You know what I'm saying? Some of them just don't want to let you go. But then the other ones, they're gonna rock with you for a minute, but that's what it is. Cop and blow. Cop and blow. Don't hate the player, hate the game. That's what it is.
The bitch chose you on Monday. We ain't trying to keep
the bitch.
I'm not worried about keeping the bitch. So the bitch chose you on Monday. You feel what I'm saying?
She chose you on Monday. Yeah, all right,
so like now the bitch done went out to major your money. Okay, but she didn't give you the money.
She didn't give me the money.
Yeah, she didn't give you the money.
She can't be my bitch. Then. She ain't give me the money. She can't change my bitch.
Oh, wow.
I can't let her. She's my bitch.
So
she ain't give me the money.
So she chose me on Monday.
She chose me, but she didn't really chose me. Because she chose me, she gives me the money. That's being chosen. She just, like, you know, she just acknowledged me, but she ain't choose me. You know what I'm saying? She know I'm around. She might choose me later. But she, you know, she peeping me. She saw me. She see me. You know what I'm saying? She got me on her radar, but she ain't chose me. She give you that money. That's what it is. Pimps, like, the way that shit goes smooth, they won't fuck a bitch until she give them the money. They will not fuck a bitch. That's pimp code. Like, I will not fuck this bitch until she give me some money. That's it. Because
that ain't
my
ever
dick
pimp
is
code,
worth
like,
it. No.
Right. That ain't ever pimp code. Don't know. I ain't talking
book.
About the honey and the money and all this other bullshit. But that ain't ever simple. Like, at the same time,
I'm trying to tell you.
Know your
look,
see, like,
I've
been on the phone
not...
with you for a few months. It's been about a year or two, huh?
We've been rocking for a minute.
Right. So your conversation, like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, the conversation told me she get inside the bitch head and shit like that. But, like, right now, in order for you to get that money, you need to converse with this. So you need to convince this bitch that you is the nigga that you is.
And
that way for you
to
convince me that you is the nigga that you is. So convince me, well, what you gonna do to be deserving of that loot? We can't call it pussy with you. We gotta call it money. Cause you don't
what it is it's all different. It's different game for every different female. You can't run the same play on each female. You gotta curate your game to each female that you meet because they all different. You know what I'm saying? Some might be similar where this play worked for this one. Let me run this play on this one, and it could work. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you got to finesse it. You got to curate yourself. You got to adapt to her so the game is going to work. That's how I go. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's it. That's it. I'm out of pep. Because like I told you, I'm not all the way because I still got that savage in me. Every so often, I got to get it. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I just get into savage mode, and then that's what I'm on. I'm on offense. You know what I'm saying? Usually I'm playing defense. You know what I'm saying? That's when I'm on offense. When I'm on offense, now I'm trying to score. You know what I'm saying? So that's when it's just strategic and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just different. But that's it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too pimp tight, you know what I'm saying, on this episode. But once I heard the topic, my mind just automatically translated to that. You know, my pimp mind automatically translated to that. So,
but I like the seriousness of Smooth tonight because he spoke some real shit.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I will give you that. You got way more in depth than I think you ever did on as far as relationship topics. You know, Smooth, you'll get deep on some money topics, some political topics. But you know, I like how you you show some what's the word I'm looking for? Vulnerable.
Vulnerability.
Yeah, vulnerability. Yeah,
Wow.
Ain't so often you gotta do that. It's real talk. So.
So gotta keep case, working like, for the snacks, fellas, because if you're not working for it, you don't deserve to keep getting it. Like, that's just what it is.
But in all seriousness, that's why I said, Black, I respect your answer, too. You gave a classic answer. So that's an answer that I would want to, anybody that any female, that I mess with, that I rock with, that's the answer I want them to give. Any family member of mine or any, person,
it's not about being a gold digger or none of that. So you got people that are trying to get over, they're going to find the lower portion of anything that you say about them having to do something. As a woman, you got to keep a person on their toes that you're dealing with, because if you allow him to start out by earning the pussy and then you just giving it to him because you like it, he's not going to take you serious, and he's going to run over you because you're not making him earn it. You're just giving it to him. So why work for something that you're getting? They make you earn your paycheck every day you go to work, don't they?
That's a fact.
Everything in life correlates with each other. We just put different aspects and views on different things, but for me, I'm the same way across the board. So if I'm finna go to work and I'm finna work at it, just like women too, he put earn the pussy, but guess what? I earn the dick too. It's never gonna be I done put it on him and da da da. No, fuck no. That's not even like that. Like, that's not how it goes. Man, if I'm sitting at home in the bed with my people, man, this is here. I'm going to get up and suck that thing like I ain't sucked it before. You know what I'm saying? I might get up and suck that thing and don't even want to have sex, babe. That's just a little massage for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to massage his back. I'm going to run his bath water. I'm going to make sure I cook for him. Like, these are the things that I'm going to make sure that I do. I'm going to make sure I'm holding my part down. He's short on something. I'm going to make sure that, we get right. Like, it's done. So I need him to put forth the same effort that I'm putting forth. And as long as we both putting that, man, we Gucci.
Well said. I think that's a good way to end the topic. So I definitely got to check out this song. So you said, so what's this move? So this is Jasmine Sullivan featuring Ari.
Yeah, Ari Lennox.
Oh, Ari Lennox. Yeah.
No, that's Ari Lennox. That's not Ari.
Yeah, see, that's my girl.
The Don. That's why I was like, Ari.
Yeah. Okay.
You kept talking about the girl with the big nose that was
Ari Lennox is a singer. Ari the Don is not a singer.
You were talking about Ari Lennox when she was fucking Future and shit, and we're talking about
No, Ari Lennox never messed with Future, man. That's false information.
She gave that pussy.
I was like,
she gave that pussy to Future. And the nigga brought life to her soul. I knew I wasn't supposed to do it, but I did it anyway.
Well, I don't believe that to be true, but Ari Lennox, I fucks with her heavy. You know what I'm saying? Ari Lennox is definitely one of my favorite singers out here. So I definitely got to check that out.
Black brought that topic up like a year or two ago, man. Remember that shit? I ain't good.
Yeah, but I'm a definitely.
Hello, you should be talking that gossip section. Man, like a year or two ago. Remember Black?
Not Ari Lennox. I barely speak of her. I really don't know much in reference to Ari Lennox.
Yes, this Ari
about is Ari the Don. G Herbo, baby mama. Big Speaker.
That's the thing.
One time Ari Lennox had fucked around me like an Instagram post, because I don't do that social media shit, and Black was the one who brought up the conversation about,
had to be me. If it was anybody Lennox, it was me. I'm trying to tell you, Smooth. I'm trying to let you know, man. I got a mental Rolodex, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Man, I got a female voice Rolodex. Nigga, you don't sound like a female.
This
Black is telling you. You know, since he said, "Nah, I already done." That's her. That's when I stopped.
No,
I was like,
man,
like the conversation.
Good.
I was like, "Oh."
When she was talking about good. Like having sex, motherfucker, shit. She just want to speak her truth and shit.
Yeah,
that was Black bringing that shit up.
I got you, but hey, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, shout out to Ari Lennox. So I'm definitely gonna, you know, check that song, and I'll give you my review on it next week. It sounds like it's a, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like it's a hitter. So I'll definitely check for that in next week's world famous chop up. So speaking of the world famous chop up, without further ado,
I said all I had to say, and we don't have no gossip tonight.
Oh, okay, no gossip. Well, all right, because I got a heavy sports report, so I'm going to go in. So, so this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on different topics that I thought was interesting, you know, for the week, bring it to the table, and we all discuss it. You know, Black said she ain't got no gossip to talk about, but soon we talk politics, I'm sure she's going to. But I'll say that a little bit for later. A lot going on this week. This was a crazy week, but really quickly, because I was going to, you know, touch base on this last week, but we kind of ran out of time, and I didn't really get a chance to get into my sports report. So I got to really, you know, lay it on the line. You know what I'm saying? So it's been a heavy week in sports, especially this weekend. You know, this is like one of my favorite weekends of sports because it's the wild card weekend. It's the playoff football. And it's just, to me, playoff football is like my favorite. Playoff basketball, too. But playoff football is like special to me because it's one and done, you know what I'm saying? And it's the competition is just, it's on another level. So, with that being the case, I got six games to run down real quick. I'm gonna just tell you the highlights of who won real quick. So, first game, you know, yesterday Saturday kicked it off. We had the Buffalo Bills against the Indianapolis Colts. And the Bills, man, shout out. So you know, the Bills haven't. And they won, by the way. The Bills beat the Colts yesterday. This is the Bills' first playoff win since 1995, right? So we took it all the way back to 1995, man. That's 16 years ago. That was probably the end of their era. Because remember, the early 90s, man, the Bills went to four straight Super Bowls. That was the Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith, you know what I'm saying? Four straight Super Bowls. But anyway.
And they fired the coach.
Yeah, you know, what was the name? Marv Levy, I think it was his name. Yeah, Marv Levy, so that was
they
a classic.
They fired that motherfucker, and that was the end of it. They ain't been back
yet. Yeah, ain't been back until yesterday. So shout out to Josh Allen. Hey, man, this is like, what, his third year in the league? He came out the same year, Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson. This was a low-key, just great draft, man, 3 years ago as far as quarterbacks. But Josh Allen, man, ever since they got him some help, they got Stephon Diggs over from Minnesota. They gave him a go-to receiver number, a clear-cut number one receiver. And they did the damn thing, man. They beat Phillip Rivers. You know, and this was a big-time game for Phillip Rivers, too. Because he came over from San Diego, you know, Phillip Rivers was a longtime quarterback with the San Diego Chargers. This was the first year with the Colts. A lot of people were shitting on him, saying he was washed up, but he got him to the playoffs. So, you know, he really wanted to get this win because he got a 2-year contract, and you know, he want to come back next year. But you know, next year they're gonna probably be trying to get Carson Wentz and whatever the case may be. So we'll see what happens. But Buffalo. They go on, and it's been a big year for Buffalo, man. I low key want to get out to Buffalo. You know, that's a city that I have been to, but I haven't been in a long time. You know, because if you know anything about Buffalo, it's where Niagara Falls is. You know what I'm saying? And Buffalo is the American side of Niagara Falls, and the Canadian side is Toronto. So Toronto and Buffalo is literally, you know, sister brother cities. You know what I'm saying? Just in two different countries. But shout out to Buffalo. They just had a big year as far as music, too. You know, of course, I bigged up Griselda. I think they had, like, the best year of rap music, as far as what they brought to the table. So Buffalo just got a whole wave, man. The music scene, football team, you know, everything's popping right now in Buffalo. So we'll see what they do next week. And then second game, man. We had to say goodbye to my man Russell Wilson. You know, he get a chance to just chill up and lay up with Sierra now because he's out of the playoffs. The L.A. Rams beat the Seahawks in a mild upset. You know, the Seahawks was favored. But shout out to the Rams, man. Their defense, you know, their offense is like, not so much. The quarterback, Jared Goff, You know, he got hurt. He didn't play. Shout out to Sean McVay, man. He's a young stud coach. But that defense, man, Aaron Donald on the front part of the defense, and my guy Jalen Ramsey on the back end. Jalen Ramsey might be the illest cornerback since Deion, man. I mean, Darrell Reeves was ill too in his day, but Jalen Ramsey is the truth, man. So shout out to that defense, man. So they moved on, beat the Seahawks, sent Russell Wilson home. And then we had the GOAT last night in prime time, man. Tampa Bay, they beat D.C., the Washington football team, they lost. They didn't have Alex Smith. You know, Alex Smith, man, shout out to him. I definitely give him comeback player of the year, man. Dude almost got his leg amputated, came all the way back. But I had a calf injury, couldn't play yesterday. And shout out to the number two draft pick, man, out of Ole State, Chase Young, man. He's a young stud, man. Dude is just – he's a man-child, man. Dude is like probably like 20, 22 and just – you know, he's going to be around for a long time. He's still got like a kid face, but dude is, you know, diesel, man. He just got a lot of energy, man. So he's definitely going to be around, man. D.C. got something to build off of him. But shout out to Tom Brady. You know, they got a squad too, man. Dominic Sue's on that defense. Jason Pierre-Paul, you know, he used to be with the Giants. That's the dude that blew his finger off, you know, messing around with like some fireworks back in the day. But anyway, he's on that defense. Antonio Brown, you know, he popped up. You know what I'm saying? Antonio Brown, you know, he was a legendary Pittsburgh Steeler for years, and then, you know, he just went AWOL a couple years ago, but he done popped back up. You know, him and Brady got a connection. Then they got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Just a good, you know, Brady's got weapons, man. He definitely won that divorce between him and Bill Belichick. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is the more valuable, the coach or the player? You know, the Patriots and Cam Newton is at home watching, and Tom Brady's on to the next round of the playoffs. So shout out to Tampa Bay. And then we had the Ravens, man, Ravens and Titans. Lamar Jackson. Yo, he's the truth, man. Like, Lamar Jackson, the oldest guy I've seen play the quarterback position since Mike Vick. And I'm talking about Atlanta Mike Vick. Lamar Jackson, man, like, dude is a beast, man. You know, a record that I thought would have never got broken a couple of years, you know, back in the day when Mike Vick did it with the ATL Falcons, when he rushed for 1,000 yards as a quarterback, I thought that was just phenomenal. I thought that stat is going to give him into a Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Even though he had the dog scandal and all that shit, it really turned his life around. I think he will be a Hall of Fame. But Lamar Jackson is picking up the baton and just taking it to another level. He rushed for 1,000 yards twice now. You know what I'm saying? 1,000 yards last year in MVP season. Followed it up with another 1,000-yard season. And finally, you know, got the monkey off his back, got his first playoff win, beat the Tennessee Titans, who they got a beast, too, at running back. Derrick Henry, man. This dude rushed for 2,000 yards in the season. That's crazy. You know, you rush for 1,000 yards, that's good. So this dude got 2,000 of them things in one season. But he's going home. And then finally, I know Smooth, you don't really rock with the football, you know, like that. You know what I'm saying? I know you're probably like a casual fan, but shout out to yourself. You know,
oh, man, I ain't casual at all.
Just not a fan at all.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, you know, the Saints, man, they beat the Bears, man. Shout out to Sean Payton. You know, he's a good coach. Drew Brees, this might be his last year. Probably is his last year. So Drew Brees, they got Alvin Kamara. He's a beast. You know, that's their running back. Michael Thomas, you know, that's their receiver. Cameron Jordan on the defense, man. The Saints got a little squad, man. So they definitely took out the Bears. And then finally, as I wrap up the football version, the football part of this sports report, shout out to my Browns, man. So I turned off the game because I didn't want to jinx them. You know what I'm saying? But they set me up swell because I was going to be – because the Browns game is on right now as we speak. You know, we do this show every Sunday live. And right now the Browns is playing as we speak. And I was watching again because the game started like 8 o'clock. So I was watching it before, you know, I got ready for the show. But the shout-out to the football gods, man. They were shining on me. I hope they keep shining. We got up to a 21-point lead, like, you know, and it was going into, like, the second, you know, the end of the first quarter. They up 21-0. So I was like, all right, let me just turn off the game right now, do the show, and hopefully when I turn the game on, we got a W. So I hope everything all is well with that. Shout-out to Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, you know what I'm saying, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, even though he didn't play. And then Kevin Stefanski, our coach, man, he caught COVID, couldn't even coach the team. So
You know, we got to smack up the Steelers. You know, Steelers coached by Mike Tomlin. They got Big Ben, Juju Smith-Schuster. But I think the Browns are going to hold on and take that, man. So shout out to that. And then I wish Odell could be here for the party. You know what I'm saying? We using Odell is going to be our, like, our little our trade chip going into the next season because, you know, I hate to say it, but he's probably going to get traded because we can get so much for him and we can plug up some, you know, loose ends on our team, like on the defense. I think we need a safety. You know what I'm saying? So, and we got Odell. You know, Odell's still going to command some trade value. So, that's that. So, that's the sports report, you know what I'm saying, for now. You know what I'm saying? Football season is in full effect, man, the playoffs. So, switching gears. So, now, let's get into the whole politics situation. So, so basically, this is like we touched on this last week, I believe. Last week around this time, I was asking Smooth. I was like, Smooth, you know, what's going to be going on, you know, January 6th? Because the inauguration was about the 19th or the 20th. So, and he was telling me, oh, you know, they're just going to go through motions. It's basically over and yada, yada, yada. You know, it's going to be Biden and Kamala Harris. So I was like, all right, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of disappointed a little bit, but, you know, hey, you got to make money regardless who's at that who's in the in office, right? But this didn't surprise me what happened. I knew my guy Trump was going to go out with a bang. You know what I'm saying? I knew he wasn't going to just go out like that, like, oh, you ain't just thinking that, you know, the way Trump set up and the way it looked. I mean, once again, I'll go back and say this. Who wins Ohio, Florida, and Texas? And loses the election, you know. Generally, you get that trifecta, man. That's the Electoral College in the bag. But for some reason, didn't go as planned. And you know, of course, on the inauguration day, we will have a new president. You know what I'm saying? So with that being the case, they stormed the Capitol, man. And you know, a lot of Trump supporters and all that. They just went there, man. Was trying to kick off a revolution, so to speak, man. They got through and. You know, and of course, you know, you got the whole Black Lives Matter movement, and everybody always want to put themselves in a position. What if they was black and all this other stuff? I mean, unfortunately, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, look, I wasn't crying over spilled milk. I was like, yo, you know, you knew, like the way politics has been shaping up, his whole presidency has been. Trying to get him out. So, you know, that's pent up energy, man. Like, people, if I'm seeing it, I'm a black male. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, this shit kind of crazy. They, like, just, I mean, I ain't trying to say Trump perfect, but I'm like, damn, you could tell the way the media just been shifty and just, you know, playing in a certain way. I mean, no matter, even if he does something well, they always shit on it no matter what. And, you know, people, if I'm feeling this way, you know. It's a lot of other people to feel this way. So, of course, you know, they wasn't going to go out quietly. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. I don't like Nancy Pelosi. You know, Black alluded to something. I don't know that to be true, but if it is, if they got her laptop with some secrets or whatever, you know, if that came out, I really wouldn't be surprised either. But Nancy Pelosi, man, she was the main person. Her and what? Chuck Schumer, them two. Ever since the guy took office, man, they just been impeaching this and that and that and this. So, you know, it was only like it was going to be like a goddamn revolution, you know, at the Capitol building. But with that being the case, it does come with some repercussions because at the end of the day, they want to have a smooth transition, as smooth as possible, as smooth as it can be. So I kind of knew this was going to happen. So they banned, and this is, you know, going against freedom of speech, but they banned Trump from all social media platforms. Now, Trump has already said he won't be coming to the inauguration. But because of what happened on January 6th, they definitely don't want to have another one happen on the inauguration day. It's supposed to be a big day for the country. You know, as we move forward, we turn the page, new administration. So they want to have it just, you know, heavily secured, no mishaps. Hopefully nobody loses their life or nothing like that. So they don't even want to give Trump the, you know, even if he, you know, I guess they see if he just tweets anything that could spark some type of revolution, so to speak, to try to, you know, upset what's going on, what's supposed to happen on the 20th. So
you know, so like I said, it wasn't surprising, you know. I just don't like how the media is just portraying it so much and like, oh, Trump is the worst guy ever and he's unstable and he might, you know, blast a button and send nuclear weapons and all this other shit. No, I don't see that happening. That's some exaggeration. You know, he's tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, he felt that he won the election. He was kind of preparing for his second term, you know. That's passion to me, you know. Because at the end of the day, I mean, the guy had all the money, you know, he's a billionaire. He didn't have to become president, you know, but of course, you know, I guess he probably do want the money and the power, you know. Shout out to Scarface, Ghetto Boys, you know, that's a classic song. But anyway, you know, so of course he wanted the money and the power, so he got it. And, you know, he still has his money, but he don't want to let that power go, especially when he thought he was doing a good job. And I thought, you know, I still say to this day, you know, to me, he's my favorite president. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I guess it was only supposed to be for 4 years, even though I'm pissed off. I thought he would have got his 8 and then we would have just did the transition 4 years from now. But, you know, I gotta adjust, man. So with that being the case, like I said, I've been kind of gearing my mind up to this new transition. So like I said, I've been reading. Well, I just started, you know, the audacity of hope to kind of just get back into that frame of mind, because it's going to be some old kumbaya type shit where everybody's like, you know, let's move on from the madness and let's all get along and all that other shit, even though, you know, everything always, you know, is beneath the surface, so to speak. So, you know, that's that. I don't know, Smooth, man. Did you have something to say, what you thought about the whole situation that happened on the 6th? Was you surprised or how was you feeling? Because I know you're a news watcher, you know, with the coverage and everything.
No, I wasn't. I was surprised about it because they was already talking about it. You see what I'm saying? So everybody that watched the news already knew for the 6th that there was going to be a demonstration, that they was going to have the protesters and everything else like that. They were supposed to do whatever they could to stop the counting of the Electoral College votes. So that's already been, you know what I'm saying, that was a new point everybody knew that was going to happen. That's why motherfuckers were like, well, why the fuck didn't the Capitol Police prepare for it? Well, they didn't prepare for it because motherfuckers was told to stand down. That is what it is. Now, that being said, Trump was kicked off Twitter after he made the statement that he wasn't going to the damn
inauguration.
Once he said that, then that's when Twitter banned his ass. But like, people need to already see. Yeah. But people need to already see that part of the defense bill that they had to veto, and you know what I'm saying, they had to reverse his fucking veto, was the liability for social media websites. You see what I'm saying? So this is how this works. When you already start a war with a motherfucker, we at war. All right, so you started a war with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, with the same thing, and all other entities to start making them more liable for shit. Then all right, okay, cool. It didn't come through. So like now, bitch, we can do what the fuck we want. And we about to show you that, hey, bitch, you about to be out, so we about to fuck with you real quick. It is what it is. I ain't got no problem with them. They ain't got no problem with me. This is America. Okay, freedom of speech don't work on a private platform because it's not a public platform. But that's what people need to understand. Is if you don't want your voice to be silenced, then you use your own shit, okay? So they already had another platform, but, you know, that platform was actually being sold on Apple and Google and shit like that, so they shut their asses down too. So what's the difference between a business owner and a landowner? You see what I'm saying? You can own your own business, but if you don't own the land that your business on, nigga, all you're doing is paying rent. That's how that shit works. You're still a renter, motherfucker. So if you don't own every aspect of your shit, then it is what it is. So that's a good lesson for everybody out here that's listening. Motherfucker, if you want to be completely free, it don't matter if you're the president or not. You need to own everything that you use. If not, you're a client. Okay, that's all you are. So all right, they fucked around and they canceled this shit. Are they supposed to cancel this shit? They can do what the fuck they want. Now, is there a bigger picture that's going on as far as silence is concerned, oh, yeah, hell yeah. They silence their ass for a reason. Like, now they can control the narrative about what's really going on. Oh, you see what I'm saying? So
the control of the narrative, man. And
right.
I was going to say, don't lose your train of thought, but that's the part I'm going to miss. You know, because Trump was, you know, and of course, you know, of course, he's I understand that he's put his own narrative to it, but it's the first president, man, to ever just put you behind the scenes, man. Like, you know, when he was into it, like, he would tweet it, man, and that's what made, you know, me really respect it even more. You know what I'm saying? And now people just want to be, you know, in the dark now. So that's the shit that's like, yo, how – I don't get that part, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, fuck, it is what it is. He lost. If they stole it, they stole it. But I guarantee they ain't still enough votes for the motherfucker for it to mean anything. Like, by the time it was all said and done with the counts and shit, like, it is what it is. Now, the writing's on the wall with COVID-19. If COVID-19 wouldn't have happened, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You feel what I'm saying? COVID-19 put everybody in. COVID-19 allowed a lot of liberal viewpoints to come about as far as we're going to stop you from making money, but we're going to give you this little stimulus package and make you reliant upon fucking government and shit like that. So you're going to have people that's looking for free money, and you're going to have people that's looking to make money. You see what I'm saying? I'd rather know how to fish. And other people would rather just be given the fish. Like the motherfuckers who want to always take the path of least resistance. You see what I'm saying? So waiting for a little punk-ass $600 check 9 months later is the path of least resistance. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Getting unemployment for like 10, for like, right, getting unemployment for 10 to 11 weeks is the path of least resistance. But we're going to force you. You see what I'm saying? We're going to make sure that you can't make your money. We're going to make you more reliant upon that shit, and it is what it is, and now you see the outcome of it. So I don't know what's going to happen in the next 4 years. I know they're about to raise the taxes. That's for damn sure. You see what I'm saying? Let me tell you right now, if you're not involved with gold, silver, or Bitcoin, you are a fucking fool right now, because the value of the American dollar is about to plummet. Let's get this one thing straight. The $600, we didn't even have enough money for $600. So if they're talking about the $2,000, that's just, all that's going to be doing is borrowing more money from the Fed, printing more money, which is going to drive the value of the dollar down. So if you want to get into Bitcoin, motherfucker, I don't care if it's a mutual fund. If you got to get together with your partners, go on and get with the motherfuckers and buy as much as you can. Buy some gold, even though gold is volatile. You see what I'm saying? Get into that shit. Buy some cryptocurrency, because I guarantee you right now that shit's going to skyrocket. Everybody's already anticipating this shit skyrocketing because they're anticipating the value of the dollar plummeting due to the new administration coming in. So, look, if y'all looking to make some money, you better hop on it now. Right now, Bitcoin at like 38,000. You see what I'm saying? It was at 40,000 Friday night, Saturday morning. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, hop on that shit. Hop on that shit.
Yeah, Jim.
Fuck what you're talking about, man. Get that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's definitely the wave of the future. You know, how soon it will be, who knows?
No, that's now.
Yeah, definitely coming.
That's now. Because, like, the only reason why it's shooting up right now because they're anticipating the dollar to plummet. You know what I'm saying? With stimulus, because, like, everybody need to understand, the $600, there's a reason why everybody ain't getting the $600 because they don't have it to give. You see what I'm saying? You had to borrow money. That was a debt ceiling limit bill. You see what I'm saying? Because the government was about to run out of fucking money. They just threw the little punk ass stimulus package in there. So they don't really have, they don't even have enough money to borrow to get out right now. That's why they had some people getting it, and some people was actually going to have to fuck around, file their taxes, and just claim that this is a tax credit. So if you owe them $600, then they just going to deduct it out their fucking bill because they don't have the money. So if they're going to want another $2,000 or $1,400 per individual, right? Yeah. So, well, nah, nigga, I make way too much. Like, I don't even get it on dick sucking motherfuckers. I'm bad as shit. But what I'm saying is, when it comes down to that money, look, focus on everything gold, silver, Bitcoin, you see what I'm saying? Precious metals, shit like that. I guarantee. Like, it's at 30, it's at 38,000 now. The bitch was like at 2,000 at the beginning of the fucking year.
It was at 2,000 and now it's at 38?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So, so like, everybody that hopped on at the 2,000, like, man, come on, man.
Yeah, they can't get it.
Right.
Hey, man.
I'm mad. I'm mad as a motherfucker. I ain't hop on like back in 2007 when I had the opportunity to. But I hopped on that bitch this year.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, we're gonna be talking some money, man. So this year, that's a jewel that you just put out there for the listeners. In the business report, I guess, so to speak. So, you know, with that being the case, let's see here. Anymore, we got about 4 minutes left in the chop up. Shout out to Jay-Z. You know, his evolution is kind of interesting. I think Jay-Z is about to be a big time player in the cannabis situation. You know, so kind of like just watching his moves, and I really want to see how this whole cannabis situation is going to go.
Yeah, yeah, shout out to Tilray and Canopy Growth.
Okay.
And Aurora Canopy, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, sure, that's some good stock to get into, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be checking out some cannabis options too, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, that stuff definitely going to take off, you know, especially once all the states. So that's the one thing I'm looking for. Hopefully in these next 4 to 8 years, all the states would be, you know, unified as far as just weed is just legal across the country, just like how liquor is, you know, because this is the weed, this is the new, this is our you know, 100 years ago, we was having these conversations with liquor. And now, you know, liquor, you know, you got the liquor stores, and it's 100 years, you know, it's been legal. And, you know, if you go back to the 20s, that's how it was, you know, the 1920s. And now, the same thing with weed, so. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, because once again, people were just trying, I guess the government and stuff like that was really trying to just figure out how they can tax it and really make money off of it and everything. So I just, and the one cool part about Jay-Z, he's recognizing, you know, he's got a clout and say-so and leverage. But he's always told me how, you know, a lot of the black people, you know, are getting shit. The weed business, and we were the ones that, you know, got hurt the most, you know, as far as, like, different, you know, I guess, convictions and stuff like that, and now we're going to get into the business part of it, because we were already doing it, we were doing it illegally, and now we got a chance to do it legally, and, you know, it's hoops and all types of barriers you got to jump through to get, you know, get certain situations where, you know, if you something else. I don't really like to get into these whole race relation conversations, but it's very evident, and Jay-Z really pointed out, you know, that make it harder for you. And I saw that firsthand when I went to Detroit, you know, because marijuana is legal in the state of Michigan, but in Detroit, which is a black city, they got some type of codes where you can't have any dispensaries. So you got to go out into, like, the, you know, the white parts and, you know, go to a dispensary and stuff like that. So just little shit like that you just see. So, you know, I like how Jay-Z is, like, really getting behind it, man. So shout out to him, man. He's really become a, as he got older, man, really become a leader in different aspects, man. So I just dig his evolution, man. So shout out to Jay-Z on that. So that's pretty much it. You know, this has been another dope show, man. Shout out to Black on the Topic. Shout out to Jay-Z on the Check-In. A lot of interesting things. Shout out to Stephen Browns. You know, hopefully we got this W when I get off the air and, you know, turn on my TV. And if you definitely missed the show, definitely check out the tweet. Black already tweeted it out, so I'm going to retweet it for the people. Definitely follow the Twitter page, Real to Go Talk, TAWK. And like I said, I keep saying it, but I'm kind of intrigued with this whole Clubhouse situation. This new, like, Clubhouse app. You know what I'm saying, that people have been talking about. But if you really get down and you listen to it and you join Clubhouse, it's basically what we're doing right now. So I just want to make sure we stay in the forefront of this type of situation and be able to, you know, I guess, capitalize on this new evolution that I see that's coming that we've already been doing. So shout out to that. And Black, I don't know if you got anything, man. We only got a few seconds left.
Nope. Wrap it up.
All right, so that's it. So that's what's up. Stay until next week. Everybody be safe. Peace.